This is a really important podcast, Kathy. Hopeless, not truthless. And Garcelle...
Are you talking to me now?
Yes, you're laughing at...
I'm laughing because she's funny. It's not about your podcast. Okay, the name is not amazing, but they do good work.
They do amazing work. Hey guys, it's Sarah.
And Narelle.
You're listening to Hopeless, Not Truthless.
The truthful podcast about hopeless people. I meant to tell you, I saw this last night. Andy Cohen threatening to countersue Leah McSweeney.
He is?
Yep. Yes.
Do it. Do it for the people.
Yeah, that good? Was my feelings. And I'm pretty sure I believe him.
I love this. Did he actually quote? Like, is this an Andy quote?
He's basically telling her, like, drop it or else. Because... And here's the thing, okay?
Well, fair.
If we actually look back in Bravo history, I do feel like Andy keeps a bit of a, like, a distance. Like, there's a line. I don't want to say he keeps it professional, but I don't think he's really friends with anybody, like any of the housewives. He has his favorites, and he has the people he dislikes. His favorites.
Yep. I agree with you. I've always gotten the impression Andy is so... I think professional is the word. Like, there is, in his job, he does have to be emotional and personal and kind of, you know, inquisitive in a way that could come off as interrogative. But I do agree. Like, he doesn't seem to get too close.
No, he keeps a distance. He keeps, I don't think he's professional, but I think he keeps a professional distance from his subjects.
Yes.
I can't think of too many stories of him hanging out with housewives.
No, like, look at him with John Mayer or Carson. Is that his name?
Carson? Who's Carson?
The guy on CNN. The fuck is his name, Narelle?
Silver-haired guy.
Yeah.
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson.
We got there in the end. Yeah.
So different. Such different vibes together with his friends, like his real friends.
This might be false, but I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that Bethany Frankel is the only housewife who he's, like, seen on an unprofessional level. Like, either she went to his house or he went to hers.
Whoa.
And she's, like, the only one.
I think you're right. In the Hamptons.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So okay. I don't doubt, I would not be surprised if maybe in passing there has been some cocaine shared in, like, a bathroom at an event.
For sure.
But yeah. So anyways, he's threatening to countersue Leah McSweeney.
Jesus, Leah's worse than Bethany at this point for me.
Yeah. Well, those are big words.
They are.
The other thing I wanted to tell you about, I watched Buying Beverly Hills. The new season is out.
What did you think?
No, that's a lie. Actually, I watched 1.5 episodes.
Okay.
That was all it took for me because I'm so fucking annoyed.
Why? Because he just spills everything?
Yeah. Not just him. Oh my God. It's basically an extension of Beverly Hills. They were like Beverly Hills episodes. I am now 100% positive that one of the biggest reasons Kyle was not more forthcoming with the details is because she was saving it for Netflix. Oh, Bravo is probably flipping pissed at her. Because I'm like, Kyle, what are you doing on this show? They've got, like, bedroom scenes together. They're talking about their marriage. They're sitting down. They're revealing actual details. The girls are talking about it. It's fucking bullshit. This is what we were waiting for on Bravo, basically. And I think they just decided Netflix was going to pay them more.
Remember when we were talking about this and I said, it just seems a little too planned. Like, it's all about the money for these people.
It is.
And I think they're rolling in it and they're planning this together. And I don't even, sometimes I question whether it's real or not. I don't doubt they had marital issues, but are they actually separating? Is this all just for money?
It's official now. She got a divorce lawyer.
Oh, okay.
They're getting divorced, or at least they want to look like they're getting divorced.
Okay.
But yeah, it is all about getting that bag. And Netflix was obviously the one who offered the most money for the big reveal.
Yeah, wowzers. But they plan this together, so they are still working as a team.
Absolutely.
Oh, I have to tell you something that I heard that I was very shocked by. Oh. So I was watching our faves, the Watch What Crappens boys, on their live, and one of the commenters on their live informed a plenty of us, that Brittany is a Sandy Hook denier.
Denier? How?
There's a group of them. Have you heard about the Sandy Hook deniers? Like, it never happened? It wasn't real?
No.
Yeah. Yep.
She's part of this group?
Apparently she's a Sandy Hook denier is all I heard.
Mm-hmm. Is this corroborated by
I don't.
Anyone other than a random Crappens fan?
Well, someone else backed her up, I believe.
I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm just going to say, like, I would not be surprised, but wow.
Yeah, so we need to look into this. Let's not assume it's true until I will dig into this, okay?
No, let's assume it's 100% true. That's more my vibe.
Okay. Let's assume it's true until we prove it's not. Okay?
Like, I feel like that tracks.
Mm-hmm. Especially after this episode, girl.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
The valley. Yeah.
Gonna sit with that.
Yeah,
that's great. She seems super. So other than the valley, which we're going to get to after this
supersized
VPR episode, when I messaged you last night and I told you that it ended on an angry note for me and I was real charged up.
Uh-huh.
That was the scene with the dog finding out about.
I didn't
realize the show still had like 20 minutes to go. I thought it was over and I was fucking pissed off finding out about Maya. It continued on from there. I got even more charged up after that.
There's a lot of things we charged up about, baby.
Put on your seatbelts, people, because we're going to get charged up together. All right? Okay. Let's go.
Oh my God.
Vanderpump Rules, Season 11, Episode 9, Kiss Kiss, Revenge Bang.
What do we think about James picking out Allie's clothes, Narbar? What's your feelings on that?
Well, okay, so I was surprised. That's not something I've ever experienced, personally.
Same.
I gotta say, I am curious what it would be like to be with a man who just did everything for me. That would be,
I know.
On the one hand, that's attractive. That is an attractive quality, simply because I'm so used to doing everything for the men in my life.
Right.
But on the other hand, also a little controlling.
Yes, I know. I thought, why though? Like the clothing in particular.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me, it's like appearance driven. So I kind of thought, I don't know if I love this. But, you know, let's roll with it.
I think he buys it for her too. Like he chooses it. He buys it. He steams it. He dresses her up like a doll. His little Allie doll.
His Allie doll. His Allie doll. Allie! I'll never forget that. I once had a dude in high school. God, he was so hot. He didn't like when I wore makeup. And I remember one day he came up to me and he just like rubbed my mascara off my face with his thumb. And I'm like,
Excuse me?
And then it was like we were over after that.
Because I'm like, don't you your of all makeup to rub off of somebody with your thumb. Mascara? That sounds painful as fuck.
Well, he didn't like get it off, but he like maybe it was more my eyeshadow, but he just like took his thumb and I'm like,
Who was this hot man?
Kevin.
Oh, you remember him? God. Like, oh my God. His brother, his older brother or younger brother?
Older. Colin.
Older brother. I don't remember the timeline exactly, but he might have been my first kiss.
Shut up. Are you kidding me?
We were riding around in Kirsten's tracker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We were sitting in the parking lot waiting for one of her friends, and she got out when the friend arrived, and I was just sitting there. I was in the front seat. What was his name?
Colin.
Colin was sitting in the back seat. He was hammered. I was not that hammered. And he reaches forward and like gathers my shirt in his hand, like underneath my chin, and forcibly pulls my face back towards him. And he just like mashed his face into mine.
What in the world? Touching. Romantic. Yeah. Oh my God.
Both. Very romantic experience. Very
yeah. The first are. Yeah. Mine was like a fucking horror show.
You rubbed your mascara off. I would have punched him in the face.
I was so shocked. We were standing out on the field watching soccer, rugby. Anyway, he just like took a step and went, and I'm like, and then after that, I'm like, no. Bye-bye. But he was still so hot.
You had good instincts even back then as little Sarah. Well, he was hot.
He was.
His brother wasn't.
No, not as, I mean, he definitely grew into himself, his brother, later on.
Yeah, after the kiss, after he mashed his face into mine. Great. That's great for me.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mm. Okay. Sorry, sidetracked. That just, it kind of, it brought me back.
What were we even talking about? Oh, right, James.
I'm sorry. Okay. Carrying on. Narelle, she's back. Guess who's back? Back again. Billy fucking Lee. Go away.
Why is she acting as if Ariana has done something wrong? Every episode so far, she's making these like annoyed little snide comments and rolling her eyes in her direction and saying like, oh, I feel so nervous even coming over here because like your bitch ex is in the other. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Why is she though? Like truly, it's a good question. And the only answer I can come up with is that Billie Lee is inserting herself literally into the middle of the drama because she wants to be on this goddamn show.
That's the only answer, because it is the only answer. It's the true answer. There's no other reason anybody would align themselves with somebody like Sandoval.
Precisely.
She wants to be on the show. She is so desperate to get back onto the show.
Most dehydrated bitch out there.
She's so dehydrated.
Yep. Honestly, she's a raisin. Like, girl, get off the screen. And she's like, oh my God, it's so neat in here, Sandy. Like she's there every day. She probably is from the basement where I think she lives.
Have they had sex? Gut instinct. What do you think?
No, that's my gut instinct. No, I don't think Tom would do it.
I think they've gotten close.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think Billy wants a threesome? And is that why she's pushing her friend T?
I thought T was her girlfriend.
T's her girlfriend. T's her friend. No, her like girlfriend? Her friend.
No,
her
friend. I was talking to Kayla about this last night. My friend Kayla.
We need to have Kayla on the pod.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, unless I misunderstood.
Well, people say, I would say, oh, Narelle's my girlfriend.
I'm going to have to rewind because I'm almost positive she was like, I'm seeing somebody type thing. Oh. And here she is. I'm bringing T, the girl that I'm seeing. And then now she's throwing her at Tom.
She's truly like pawning her off, pimping her out.
Yeah, maybe I completely misunderstood that though. People out there might be shaking their heads like maybe I missed something, but I'm pretty sure.
I did not get that impression, but I want to watch back as well because then the threesome theory is legitimate.
I'll make it my mission to figure that out.
Okay, hashtag save Anne. I am here for it. So I loved this scene between Anne and Ariana. And she's like, please, I want to work for you so bad, Ariana. Help me. Like, okay.
Please help me. Please. Just the difference in Anne's behavior and like personality. She's so bubbly with Ariana. And then with Sandoval, she's just like, okay, sure.
Okay, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish that Ariana would just let her be her assistant. I think that would be amazing.
I know. And I guess it didn't work out for poor Anne, but she's still Team Ariana. So there you go. That says a lot, guys, right?
I think if anyone out there is still holding on to any kind of idea or approval for Tom's redemption arc and Ariana's villainization arc, you just need to consider the fact that this is a woman who was his employee. She was with this man every day. She would have seen the ins and outs of this relationship breaking down. And look at whose side she is on, okay? That's right. This man pays her, and she still is Team Ariana.
I get so discouraged every time I go on Twitter because people, it's either one or the other. And guys, I'm sorry if you're a Tom stan. This is probably not the episode for you. We still love you. Come back. Come back another day to another episode. But
you got to immerse yourself in Reddit. this is the, that's where our people are.
I do as well, but I go to the twits, and I see the tweets, and I get very sad because they're like, move on, Ariana, you're so petty, you're so vile. And I'm like, guys, she's allowed to hate Sandoval, okay? She is, forever, for the rest of her life.
I feel like those same people are on Facebook as well.
Yeah, yes, agreed. Anyway, we're not going to go on a rant today about it. Let's just move on, okay?
We've got lots of other things to rant about.
Yes, we do, yes. Schwartz and Lala meet up for a date, kind of.
Yeah.
Drinking smoothies.
Yep.
Yep. It was weird.
It was.
Schwartz flirting with Lala to manipulate her is, like, so Schwartz, and I hate him. But I feel like these two should actually be together a little bit.
Oh, my God. I don't think Schwartz should be with anybody, though.
Okay. Very valid.
I don't know if I really buy his whole... loving, like, he loves the bender, but he also loves the health bender.
He's so dumb, Noelle. He's so manipulative. He tells Lala exactly what she wants to hear.
Kind of. I don't even know if she wanted to hear that. Like, I don't even know what he was talking about, to be honest. And the fact that this man puts value on the fact that he can stay sober for 3 days and that that's some kind of achievement and that he calls that, like, a health bender, he's got problems.
It made me laugh, I must say. Like, he's so delusional, and he thinks he's so cute.
He is delusional. He also told her that he doesn't think Sandoval and Jax hate each other. And I'm like, were you there? Like, I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah. Like, come on, Tom. And the way he just drops the bomb to Lala about how he made up with Sheena 11 years ago, while he was dating Katie, by the way. Yeah, just, like, so nonchalant. And Lala, instead of being like, oh, what? Oh, my God, that's so sad. She's mad that Sheena didn't tell her. That's what she's mad about.
Listen, okay? I'm developing a theory here.
What?
I think Sheena has made out with all of them, including and especially Sandoval.
Ew. Yeah.
I think to some degree she has hooked up with every man on the cast.
Ew. I mean, she has to pick me. So, it wouldn't shock me, especially in her younger years.
Yep. Also, why is Schwartz telling us this now?
Exactly, dude.
I mean, it's very obvious that this was planned. Like, he planned to do this. I'm just not quite sure what his motivations were. Diversion? Was it to antagonize Katie? That's at least part of it, because Schwartz loves to do that. I kind of enjoy that this is being brought up now, even though I know it's planned. Like, at least Lala is now pissed about something new and fresh.
Oh my God, Lala. Fuck off. Like, go be mad at Randall. Okay, just continue that route, because I'm so annoyed with you being, like, pretending to be the voice of reason. And I guess that's what Andy referred to Lala as, the voice of reason.
Her and Brock. And I'm going to get to Brock. Okay. I'm going to get to Brock later.
We'll touch on that later. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So the date's over, and Lala promptly tells Katie that Sheena and Schwartz made out 11 years ago. And poor Katie, all I can say is I could see her literally processing this and going back in time and thinking, like, did it happen then? Did it happen then?
Yeah.
I felt so bad for her.
She cares. I would care too in her shoes. She said in the after show, I think it was Ariana asked her, like, had you found out at the time, would you have still married Schwartz? She said no.
Whoa. Do you think that's true?
I do. She makes a point, and this would have been true for me too, especially when I'm younger. Schwartz, like, he cheated a lot on her.
Yes.
Multiple girls, but they were all strangers. To cheat on you with somebody who at that time was basically her mortal enemy. Yeah. I don't think I could have rectified that in my mind. I don't think I could have married a man who did that.
That's such a good point. The mortal enemy point is a good point, because it is, like, even Schwartz admitted, I used to go out and just be vindictive when I was mad at Katie, and, like, I'd do it out of spite. So, I mean, I see it tracking. My only thought is, do you think Ariana knew about it? Because she was there making out with Sheena that night, too.
Maybe. I think she was probably wasted.
Yeah, I'm sure they all were, but...
And the way that both of them do describe, it was off in the corner. Like, we went off in the corner.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
She could have.
Maybe. You never know.
The flashback that we get of Katie saying to Schwartz, they're in the alley, and she's like, Sheena told me that you made out with someone. Was it her? Like, did Sheena actually go to Katie and say, by the way, your boyfriend made out with somebody?
Whoa, dude, if that was, oh my God, I can't.
Like, these are the thoughts that must be going through Katie's head.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I know, I could see how much it hurt Katie, visibly see it on her face. And yeah. She's disgusted and she's trying not to be. She's sad, she's trying not to be. Girl, just go ahead, be sad, because we're sad for you. I thought Lala saying, I don't want to give Sheena time to make this a pretty little picture. Okay. If this were anyone but Lala, I would respect that. But this is the same person who was fighting with Katie last week, claiming Sheena is like her bestie, and standing up for Sheena and defending her against Ariana in a big throwdown. Lala, who the fuck are you loyal to right now? You're just stirring up shit. You're being a bitch.
I'll tell you who she's loyal to. The producers. She's a fucking puppet. She is the puppet of this season. She didn't tell Sheena because she wants to stir up the drama. Much more dramatic to tell Katie first.
What a bitch. I'm sorry. Like, I don't dislike Lala that much, but after this episode, girl.
Oh, I do.
Bye.
Oh, I
I don't. Like, I'm very indifferent about Lala usually. There are things she does that bother me, but after this, I'm like, no, girl, you are just, it's a bad look for you.
Her behavior this season is so out of pocket. I think that's even a Lala-ism. She is, everything she's doing is either producer-driven or self-produced. It's maddening.
Yes. So everyone shows up to James's event, and Sheena is very much with the vibe. She's prepared for a cute picnic. I mean, I will say, she did look good. She looks good.
Did she? I feel like it was maybe, it was a look. I just don't know if I liked it.
It's a shame. I think you just don't like Sheena, and that's okay.
Yep. All right. That's fair. I do kind of judge her probably a little more harshly than she deserves. Nope, that's a lie. She deserves every minute of it.
Ariana, though, my God.
What a that flippin' dress. Smoke show.
For real. And Tom, ew. When he's like, Ariana looks good. That's a good dress for her.
Well, he was always super attracted to her. So I fucking love that she dug it in. Dug that knife in a little bit harder. Like, look what you missed out on, you stupid ass. His suit. We have got to talk about this man's suit. Did you notice?
You mentioned something about his suit, and I didn't pay attention.
It was backless. It was like if you wore a suit as an apron, it was an apron suit.
What?
Yes. It like tied up in the back, like an apron. There was no back. It was backless. Just with a hat he had on, like a base. It was another look that I did not enjoy.
He's trying so hard with his fashions.
I guess. Joe's got that energy again. She's got that energy that only comes out at night.
Okay. There's a lot of chatter about Joe, and people are saying that Joe was bullied. Do you think she was bullied by the girls?
Listen, ordinarily, yes. I would have taken this behavior to be very mean girl, especially Sheena with the hat. Like, the way she was so hell-bent on having Joe removed. I would have bunted Sheena into the pool if I was Joe. Yeah. You know? Like, say it once, fine, whatever. If you're going to keep coming at me for me wearing a hat, like, goodbye.
Yes. And I could tell Sheena was wasted. And I could tell Sheena, she was trying to defend Ariana in her own way, I guess. But it was not okay.
Yeah, by attacking a woman.
Exactly.
Don't attack Tom. Attack a woman. To defend Ariana.
Go Narelle. Yeah.
The issue or the thing that really kind of swayed me in the end was Ariana pointing out Joe's own mean girl behavior and the way that Joe was so fucking shady and coming to her house and basically lying to her face and helping to cover up the whole affair and going on little double dates and shit. Like, Joe does not deserve to be welcomed into the group. And she feels, or she seems to feel, as if she's totally entitled to that. She seems surprised that nobody is laying out the red carpet and being like, come be our friend. Why would you think that you're able to go do the shit that Joe has done and be accepted?
Good point. And honestly, fuck you, Schwartz, for even putting Joe in this situation and then seemingly abandoning her at this event when he knew, I'm sure he knew what was to come, especially with Katie being there as well.
Yeah.
Like, really, Schwartz, you're such a jerk. Joe says she has ADD, and then she starts plugging her ears, and there was some interesting behaviors going on there. So maybe Joe is on the spectrum or something like that. It just was not a safe, this is not a safe environment for Joe, and I wish she knew that for herself, but I have a feeling she's being misled by Schwartz. I don't know. Why does she want to be on the show?
I don't know. I think it's very safe to say she's being led on by Schwartz. That's the sad part for me. That is what I actually do feel bad for her about.
Mm-hmm.
Hate the fact that he brought her here and just basically fed her to the wolves. Like, I would be feeling bad for Billy Lee and Joe in this situation at this party, the way that they're being excluded. However,
yeah,
with all due respect, if you find yourself only being accepted by other people who have also exhibited very poor decision-making when it comes to fostering friendships with others, you need to take a good look at yourself. And I think that that is where Joe and Billy Lee are at. You're being excluded for a reason.
That's right. For Joe to show up to Ariana's house for Thanksgiving dinner while she was just in Big Bear with the Toms and Rachel. Joe, no. And then sending Katie that weird Justin Bieber text and then basically attempting to sleep with him a month later. Come on, Joe. Come on.
The night that the phone was found, like the night that Ariana found Tom's phone and like saw all the pictures and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Joe sent out a group text to Rachel, Tom, and Ariana and herself saying, okay, like, I really hate, like, I don't, you know, I hate this. I hate this so much. I don't want to be in the middle of this. Like, I'm so,
like, what?
Yes, they're talking about it on the after show.
Oh boy.
She really centered herself in the affair. Like, she was ferrying Rachel out to the Big Bear or whatever. She was driving Rachel around so that she was facilitating the entire thing. She knew it was happening. And then she was going back and smiling in Ariana's face. She was messaging Katie after their divorce and saying, like, I'm on your side, but I'm on my way to go fuck your ex. Like, she's not a girl's girl. Gosh. She's not someone that you're going to want in your close circle. I don't love the behavior being exhibited towards her, but I'm sorry, at some point, you kind of did it to yourself.
Yeah, you dug your own grave there.
Yeah.
No. I loved this when Tom interrupts Lala and Katie when they were telling Ariana about Sheena and Schwartz kissing. When he, you know, he just felt that was the perfect time to remind her about the email he sent in regards to the house.
Mm.
Ariana's disgust was fucking amazing.
Her disgust amazing. And then the way she just like turns to the side and just dismisses him. Fucking loved it.
I have to say, this is the first time I really could see that they had broken up for real. Like, and I know that sounds weird, but you know, the last season at the end, I just thought, oh my God, it was so much anger that it was almost hard to believe. Mm. But when she did this to him, I thought, that is so something I would do. That is so real. That is just visceral hate. And I understand she's allowed to hate Tom.
And the fact that she has been so clear with him about her boundaries, mainly, do not talk to me. And here he is blowing through one of them on camera in an effort to try to villainize her. He's trying to stir up shit to make her look bad. He's just talking about the email in front of everybody to be like, look, you know, I'm trying to be like the one, the mature one, to like move things on. It's her. She's being the one that's like causing all the problems. I fucking know producers probably told him, like, get in there, Tom. Go do it.
Yeah, I know. It is really disgusting. And most people wouldn't fall for it.
Well, what's even more disgusting, Sarah, is Ariana has explained that Tom's offer that he's referring to was absolute bullshit. So it was a letter of intent, which means nothing. You're basically saying, this is what I think I would like to do, maybe. This is my idea. It's not an offer.
We all know about Sandoval's ideas and how well those go.
It was written really informally as well. Like in the email, it was like, hey, how's it going? Dude. Hope you're well. No, literally. Literally. She thinks like maybe he used like an online realtor like form and filled. Yeah, like filled it out himself. And then, so didn't mention any of the specifics that she has been very clear on that she's worried about, like the $100,000 worth of furniture in the house. It didn't have a plan for any of that. So she passed it on to her lawyer, who probably took one look at it and was like, I'm not even going to bother deigning to reply to this. And then I also read he was wanting to pay her in installments.
I mean, he's got to try it. He's got to try it.
But the baby, he's such a even, piece of shit. He even refers to it himself as a letter of intent. That's not an offer. That's just saying I want to make an offer. It's
that is so beautiful. That is so. But, you know, it doesn't matter for some people like Lala.
Oh, my God. She can go get girl. Fucking lost. Her continual like Ariana is so rich. Trust me, she can afford an apartment bullshit. She sounds, I'm sorry, really dumb and really stupid.
She does. And she sounds like she hates women and she's blaming the women, just like Sheena. And I thought Lala would have more common sense than that, considering her own situation that she refers to constantly. She says she hates straight males, but she really is projecting onto Ariana right now. So curious.
She didn't own the house with Randall.
Exactly. It's a different situation. She didn't spend years picking out furniture, custom designing furniture, decorating a house together.
Randall would have kicked her out if she didn't leave. Exactly. She didn't have a choice. Ariana owns this home. She owns all of the furniture in it. She cultivated it personally herself, like you said, over years. She designed everything. For fuck's sake, why does Ariana have to be the one to leave?
Yeah, that is a woman hating a woman.
It's everybody hating a woman. They're all saying like, Billy Lee's doing it. Everyone is focused on Ariana leaving.
And is that just internal misogyny that we all have to a degree?
I don't know.
What do you think?
What are they even trying to insinuate? That in staying, is Ariana, like, does she just not want to break up with Tom? Is that what they think? Does she
holding him hostage there? I don't know.
What benefit would that be for her? She hates him. She's so enraged. It's clear as day. There's no benefit to her staying there other than getting what she's owed. Hmm. And we know that she is, or she has, like, she just bought a home. A $1.6 million home. I think it's in the hills. Like, she obviously has gotten to a place where her lawyers are like, okay, now's the time or whatever. Right. Or maybe she's been looking and has finally found a place. But I'm very proud of her for doing it on her own time and for not folding to the people like Lala trying to, like, I just don't get it. I do not get it. Shut up. How about that?
Yeah. I agree. Okay. Another scene that I'm sure you just loved, Neral, is when Sheena and Katie were talking about the kiss between Sheena and Tom.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Sheena, okay.
Loved this. Loved it.
I can imagine. I was thinking of you the whole time. I know Sheena was wasted. In the after show, she said, you know, I had just gotten off Zoloft. I was weaning off Zoloft. I hadn't drank for a long time. Whatever. It doesn't excuse any of it, honestly. And how could you befriend Katie knowing you did this to this person? How could you stand beside her at the wedding?
Hold, back it up here. I thought she was referring to that night she had weaned off Zoloft and that's why she was drinking.
Oh, yes, that night. Sorry. But what I meant is, like, she was wasted. She, you know, I could tell she was.
Gotcha. She was wasted. Yeah. She was hammered. Yeah. Did not love finding out that it was when Sheena first got engaged.
The hypocrisy.
Yep.
The hypocrisy.
And I also definitely think it was a makeout.
Yes. Absolutely it fucking was. Come on.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure in the after show, Tom even insinuated that she was the aggressor.
Yeah. He was pissed about this in the after show. He's like, you know, she's making it seem like I was throwing myself at her and all this stuff. That's not how it went. He seems to remember quite clearly how it went.
I don't usually believe Schwartz. I'm going to give this one to him. I really do think I could see Sheena doing this.
Oh, for sure I could. Especially, like you said, Katie and her were mortal enemies at the time. Yeah. So super interesting.
Like you said, I do think in this moment, she was probably seeing like two of Katie. So I can't really judge her reaction fairly, but she did seem very shifty. And she deflected immediately. She's like, oh, well, you know who I did try to make out with that night? Ariana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am going to defer to you, though. I've made a decision with Sheena-related issues. I'm going to defer to you because I feel like you know her better. I always assume the worst of Sheena. So that's my go-to. And I don't want to be a hater. So I'm going to defer to your opinion on Sheena sometimes.
Okay.
Today. Okay. Anyways, today. Yeah.
Hit me.
No, that was it.
Oh, that was it. I thought you had a question.
No. No. Okay. I defer to your opinion on Sheena's behavior.
Well, you know, I do think Sheena is really trying to create storyline, especially in this episode. I don't know what to think about later, but let's move on and we'll talk about that. This Schwartz, Sandoval, James, and Lala meet up the next day. Hmm. When Sandoval walked in, Narelle and Lala greeted him in the most welcoming way I've ever seen, but I also found it very condescending. Your energy seems good. You're happy? You're having a good day? Like, are you talking to a child? What's going on?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Well, so I just cringed.
Also loved Schwartz saying his friendship with Joe is the same as his friendship with Lala.
Dude.
I think he really gets off on being really cruel to the women that he's with. He did it to Katie the entire time he was with Katie, and now he's doing it to Joe. He's very demeaning towards her. Like, he's sleeping with her in secret and basically throwing her out to the wolves in plain view.
The thing that annoys me the most about that is that right now, he's really flirting with Lala. So it's like he's giving off this weird energy, these weird vibes to Lala. And then he's like, you know, it's like our relationship, Lala. The guy is... He's a fox. No, a wolf in sheep's clothing. Sorry.
He's definitely not a fox.
Definitely not a fox.
He is. I think more so than Sandoval. I've always had that opinion of Schwartz. I think he is more capable of like evil
manipulation. Like Sandoval, right?
Yeah. Sandoval's dumb evil, whereas Schwartz is like evil genius.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is scary. So this is where Sandoval then tells the group, like, you know, the air conditioning broke and like Maya ate some stuff and just dropped it so casually. And that was it.
Except it wasn't casually, was it?
It was not. It was very deliberate.
This man was just setting the scene because he knew. He fucking knew. I had a feeling, even the way he was talking about it, I'm like, oh, something's up here. The note that I wrote down was, I want to know why Ariana is upset at Tom. Seeing as it was clearly an accident, I put in quotations, the door got left open. I did not trust it when he said it, and I was vindicated. We all were.
Yes,
we'll get to that. We will get to that.
Yes, yes.
And then Lala made this little comment. So what did you think of last night? Like, how were you last night? Katie and I were like, damn, is it bad that we feel a little bad for Tom? Doubtful. Okay.
Doubtful.
Somehow, I really doubt that, Lala. Like, I mean you. I believe you thought that. And I believe you said that. I do not think Katie did.
Never. Katie would never. And she definitely didn't have that look on her face. So,
no.
Whatever. And then Sandoval's, like, picking up on these vibes. So he's like, Lala, do you want to come to my breathwork healer event? Just me and you. And she's like, you know, she's trying to save face. She's like, I don't want to hold you to your past, but like, I don't know if I can participate right now. And then she shows up with bells on. Like, really?
Tom made a really interesting point in his confessional here, where he said that, you know, Lala and I have nothing to repair because we were never close.
Yes.
So it's not about repairing. It's actually now it's about building. Then why is this woman trying so goddamn hard when she never even liked Tom to begin with?
She even says that the next day when she shows up and Tom's like having his breath orgasm She's like, whoa, that was so deep. So deep. So deep is right.
Where was this desire to be his friend and to foster a relationship with him before Scandoval? It wasn't there. But now all of a sudden, after we saw you at the reunion and your anger and your vitriol towards him 3-4 months later, now's when you want to be friends with him? Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
It is. And her wanting to make amends with him, a part of me feels like this is a toxic man pattern with Lala. She wants to almost forgive Randall like this. She's very forgiving when it suits her, but it's not even about her. Maybe she sees herself in this man a little bit. I don't know.
I just think it's all about the show. I think it's about Lala bought a brand new expensive home and knows that she needs to keep the show going. And she's trying to align herself with Tom as best she can. She's trying to start, like, she's come to work. But this is the first season I've really seen what a, and I've already said this word like 50 times, puppet she is.
Yeah.
For producers.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she's ever had to be a puppet before. But I think she knows, like, James is settling down with Ali. Ariana's probably going to move on from the show. Katie's going to probably move on from the show unless she hooks up with Max more, which would be fine with me. But, like, she knows it's her and Sheena, and I think they've made this alliance, right? And Tom, of course, but the Toms.
So the emotional gasm, how is that for you? Was that, did you enjoy that? Yeah.
Nope. There are some things we don't need to see.
Or hear.
That is one of them. Yep. Or here.
That was a bad night to have eyes.
Not if you're Billie Lee.
Oh, we all know how she was looking at the TV screen watching last
Absolutely.
Night. Wide-eyed, slack-jawed. Okay, the breath conductor, whatever his job is, when he came over and kneeled down beside Tom's head, this was at like the peak when he told Tom to scream and squeeze it all out, I think were his words. He had a pillow gripped in his hand.
I was praying. Like, I was like, do it.
Is he going to smother him? Do it.
Lala walked in the nick of time.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
I did notice the pillow and I thought it was quite interesting as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Something about her. My favorite subject. Apparently Lala's favorite subject also, because they're having another taster. And they all show up. Like, we got Logan, Schwartz, Lala, James, Ali, Brock, Gina. And those sandwiches do look fucking bomb. I want one so bad. But Lala is so negative, so disrespectful. I mean, so am I. Here I am. but I'm not in their friend group, so I would be 100% supportive of this. But she's like, are you fucking kidding me again?
Yeah, I think we were all kind of wondering why we were having another tasting. So I'm pretty sure the sandwiches were the same that they were last year. Mm. I've seen recent pictures of what the outside of something about her looks like now compared to what it looked like a year ago. And progress has gone backwards.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
However, they've both been very open recently that it is going ahead and it's going to open pretty soon. I've heard them both say May.
Okay, well, I am going to hold my breath. No, I'm not going to hold my breath. I'll wait and see. I'm a skeptic.
Lala, she needs to get a grip. Almost all of her confessionals are their snide comments and judgments towards Ariana, even just about the sandwiches, about this whole scene.
I know.
And yet Sandoval, who filmed a flipping woman masturbating without her consent, He's the one that gets all of her grace. Yeah, that's fine. Let's be friends. I want to build a relationship with this man. But Ariana and her sandwiches.
Yeah, yes. But Ariana and her sandwiches. How dare she?
We did get what is probably my new favorite James-ism in this scene, I will say. Tom loves a sloppy Joe.
You know what's even worse is they were, like, Tom was referring to a man witch, as he was calling
it. Oh, of course. That's the joke.
Okay. Just that sloppy joke.
I think James knew what he was saying.
Well,
everybody's face registering the shock and, like, the realization. That was fucking perfect. I want to know how long he was sitting on that for.
I love it. I mean, as toxic as James may or may not be, we don't know, he is fucking funny.
I know. He has been accused of such terrible fucking things. I need to, like, remind myself in these moments because, fuck, does he ever make me laugh sometimes.
He does. I mean, he's one of the best characters on the show, without doubt. So we head over to Sir, and Ariana and Lala are chatting, and this is where Lala's kind of defending Tom, and Ariana's like, pound sand. And then she drops this bomb on Lala, almost as a way to be like, a fuck you. Okay, stop defending my ex. He's such a loser. He pretty much poisoned my dog in one way or another by locking her in my bedroom where there was takeout.
Takeout with wooden skewers that the dog swallowed whole.
Jesus Christ.
Tom locked the dog in the room. He said that he left the door open and the dog got in. Yeah. Nope. He locked her in the room. Now, Maya, she's a big girl. She's not some, like, little chihuahua. How do you not see a dog follow you into a room? Like, how do you lock a dog of Maya's size accidentally in a room? You know what? You don't.
You don't, unless you really don't give a fuck, which could,
exactly,
could be true. He doesn't care.
He went out for lunch and drinks that afternoon after it had happened. And then he had a cute little breathwork sesh the next morning while Ariana was in with her dog in emergency. Do you think there's any chance Tom did this on purpose? The way he told Lala about it compared to what actually happened is fucking weird. He seemed very weird about it. I think he was just setting the scene.
I mean, he was definitely setting the scene. I think he purposefully locked her in there. I don't think he intended her to swallow the skewer.
Why did he lock her in there? Why would you want to lock a dog?
The dog was probably pissing him off, like following him around as dogs do because they want love and affection. And he's like, get out of here. I got girls. I got 25-year-old girls to bang.
I guess. But like they got Maya together.
But he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. Like let's also not forget Charlotte, her soul dog, died on Tom's watch.
Absolutely. I'll never forget
that. I would not be surprised in the least if he was not giving her the medication that she needed while Ariana was away.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And whether it's deliberate or just his pure ignorance, not giving a fuck, it's still kind of the same. Okay.
And we all know what they say about people who intentionally harm animals. Yeah. I just want to like make sure we're being clear about this. I am absolutely insinuating that this man is a serial killer. I just want to be clear, okay?
But like $6,000, poor Ariana. She's like, these are like my children. And twice now, when this man is left alone with my children, something terrible happens.
Tried to kill them.
So like, yeah. Okay, I would be a little paranoid too, okay?
Yeah.
Yep. Lisa, Ken, Ariana, and Katie eat sandwiches. And Ken's like, again? Like, he's so unimpressed by this. They both kind of were unimpressed. It was kind of rude.
Well, it's very on par for Lisa.
Yeah, of course. The women, right? Women doing business. We don't care about you. So Tom Schwartz, the other evil Tom, rolls up to the table, pretends to be
spills a drink all over Katie.
Spills espresso martinis all over Katie and all over the table. And then Katie, I fucking love it. She's like, ha, 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 ha. You made out with Sheena. You made out with, like, totally hilarious. That he gets so mad. He is furious. You can see it. And it's not very often he lets that mask drop. He's pissed.
He's like, why is Katie bringing this up again? She's like a dog with a bone. She just won't let go. It's been one day.
Yeah.
He's pathetic. God. He is so unbelievably lame. Every time I think this man has reached the depths of lame, he gets out a shovel and digs himself even deeper. I don't know how he does it.
I agree. And it does not help that Schwartz looks so grungy every time I look at him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, he looks like he smells.
He really does. Remember we talked about that last year and we both were like, yes. And I'll never forget it because almost at the same time, we're like, it looks like. And we said, he smells. And we both started just cackling because it does. It looks like he smells.
Did we decide what he looks like he smells like?
Mm.
All I know is that, like, leaning in for a hug with him, you'd hold your breath. You would.
Sweaty socks is kind of my thought.
Yep.
Dirty bathroom, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Someone who doesn't doesn't keep his washing machine clean and yes. then just washes the clothes with like not enough detergent. So it's kind of musty.
Mildew. Sweaty mildew in a steamy bathroom. Okay, I like it. Brock. We got to talk about Brock, baby, because okay. I okay. thought Brock was just going so well this season. I'm like, he's so great. And now he's not.
Whatever small iota of enjoyment and open-mindedness I had for Brock, it was building. It's gone.
Gone for the wind.
How is Tom kissing Sheena the fucking same as Katie hooking up with someone while she's single? Tell me that, Sarah. Explain that to me. No. I need to know. I need to understand because I don't understand.
And another sexist remark, okay? Blame fucking Max. At least Lala in that instance yes. actually was like, okay, well, okay. But that's pretty shitty of Max. Because yeah, obviously thank you. That's his best friend. Okay, that's terrible. That is a terrible thing. I would never go fuck your ex, Narelle. Really? What is going on here with this group hating Katie so badly?
Katie and Tom can hook up with whoever the hell they want to hook up with now. They aren't together. And when Katie tried to make the agreement of like, you know what, let's just not hook up with people in the friend group. First of all, pretty sure she meant like on the cast, on camera, because she didn't want yes. to deal with that at work. Second yeah. of all, what did Tom do? He completely blew through that and did it anyways. So in my eyes, and I'm sure in Katie's eyes, that agreement, it's gone. It's over.
It's over. It's over. It doesn't matter. And I think enough time has passed now that it's acceptable.
How would Brock feel if he found out that Tom and Sheena made out while he was with Sheena?
Exactly. Okay? Exactly.
That's the equivalent, Brock. You fucking Aussie Muppet.
The whole thing. And Sheena having these locations. Okay. Sheena, girl. Oh,
she's so you a stalker. Creepy.
You are a stalker.
Full-blown, full-fledged stalker. 56 people.
Was it
56 people. She doesn't think it's weird or creepy, but the rest of us do.
I think it's so Sheena. And this is the part of Sheena where I just love. It's because it's so fucked up. It's so quirky that I'm like, okay, you're good TV, but it just goes downhill from here real fast.
There's no way that that's not creepy. Like, I can understand sharing your location with your family mm-hmm. or your partner, not with your Sheena, especially when she goes on later on to try to say that, you know, I was just worried about Max. That's why I right. checked his location. I wanted to make sure he got home okay. Bullshit. Why didn't you check on Katie's location then? You checked on Max's location and you got pissed off that he was at Katie's house because you got jealous because Max never wanted you and you wanted Max. And here he is at Katie's house. She started ruminating on that the rest of the night and she probably kept saying it to Brock, who got so fucking pissed off and was like probably secretly a little bit worried. Why is my wife so concerned about Max's whereabouts that he got pissed off about it? She probably stayed up all night watching his fucking location.
Whoa, good call, Narelle. Sheena is the ultimate pick-me-girl. She only cares about the male glaze. Gaze? The male gaze.
Ew, it's gross because they're both true.
They're both... It's true. Holy fuck. The male gaze. Sheena only cares about the male gaze. That is so fucking spot on for Sheena. You're right. Brock probably is jealous. He's confused. Maybe he hasn't seen that season, but it was not a pretty one. And then I think this underlying resentment between Katie and Sheena, as Sheena even said herself, we finally just reconciled. It's still continuing and that's never going to die. And she is. She's super jealous he hooked up with Katie and not her.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed in Brock. I really thought that we were starting to build something here, but this is unforgivable for me. The misogyny, the inherent hate towards Katie in this situation yeah. when it should be squarely placed on Max's shoulders at this point. I get it that Max isn't there, but don't take it out on Katie.
No, it's kind of, I hate to say this, but slut-shaming. Katie did nothing wrong.
It's not kind of. That's exactly what it is. Katie yeah, did. Like, I hope that she had sex with him multiple times, and I hope it was good.
I hope she still is.
I hope she continues. I hope she does run a train with all of his friends. I hope she just continues a reign of terror and, you know, fucks the rest of LA. I don't.
Yeah, and you can see the hatred from all of them toward Katie. Sandoval's reaction was disgusting. When he brought his little 25-year-old to the bar, he's like, I knew it. And even in his confessional, and that is the thing I want to point out as well. Brock's confessional, filmed much later, same reaction. So they can't make sense of it, but it is. It's misogyny. It's so awful.
They're acting as if this is such an obvious double standard and that Katie doesn't have a leg to stand on.
It's not.
It's not even a single standard. It's not even a standard, okay? It doesn't make sense. It's apples and oranges.
You know what I love, though? Katie gets her revenge later on because she's going to fuck the nanny. Fuck Brock's nanny. Bring it on.
And ruin, probably, like, because you can't keep a nanny after that who's having, like, a three-way, a thruple situation. You have to get rid of the nanny.
I love it.
That's great revenge.
Well, that was that episode. And man, I know it was a long one, but it was popping. There was so much going on.
Yeah, that was VPR.
That was VPR. And we're going to move over to the Valley. And I only have a couple things to maybe talk about. Nothing too major is happening so far, but I kind of didn't hate it this week. Eek, eek.
Yeah, I'm trying. I am trying. I don't want to be a bitter Betty. I don't want to be like... I'm just not loving it so far. It feels very manufactured to me, I think.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
Like, I definitely think that Jack's inviting, what was his name? Alex,
yeah.
I definitely think that other than the fact that you're on a show and you're trying to make an interesting dramatic storyline, why else would you invite him? I don't.
Well, because Jax is the most ginormous piece of shit on the face of the planet. Yeah,
I mean, there is that. That's a fair point.
It doesn't even shock me for Jax. I didn't even think it was manufactured because Jax is so goddamn terrible. He is such a dick.
Yep.
It's almost laughable if he wasn't so bad in such serious ways, but like, good God, man, he's a monster.
And that kind of makes me question as well, like at the beginning of the episode when Jax and Kristen are having their little, I don't know, whatever that lunch date was.
Yeah.
Because he is such a raging asshole, I just don't think Jax cares about anybody enough to give as much of a damn as he seems to about Kristen.
You're right, Norvell. You're absolutely right. Why he cares is beyond me. Why everyone kind of in the friend group keeps referring to Jax and Kristen as brother and sisterly.
Brother and sister.
What the fuck is this? I never noticed this.
Do you know who else had a brother and sister love? Sandoval and Rachel.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Schwartz and Sheena too.
Schwartz and Sheena? Sure, why not? Yeah, Sandoval and Rachel referred to each other as brother and sister. I think that's a...
Ew.
Like a red herring?
Yes, a red herring.
That's something to always pay attention to when these reality people start talking about their brother and sister love. Yeah, I just think it's weird because Jax is a miserable person who hates everybody. So he really is very interested in Kristen's life.
Too much. Yeah. And that part, you're right, it could be manufactured. But for Kristen, it just seems normal Jax. And... she's like kind of chill about it, which is also surprising. I don't really understand it, but Nipplegate. We gotta talk about Nipplegate, Narelle. Last week, Kristen twisted Jesse's nipple.
Yeah.
While they were waiting to get tattoos, and then he twists her nipple back, and now Kristen is running around the valley telling everybody that Jesse twisted her nipple, but she's laughing. This new weird laugh, this crazy ass laugh she has.
Is it new? I was going to ask you, because she does it a few times in this episode. I'm like, did she always laugh like that? And I'm like, why?
This should be her warm-up every week once we start the episode.
First of all, not that funny. I don't know why you're laughing so hard.
Nothing's funny in the show yet, besides... how bad it is.
Second of all, maybe stop telling people. If you don't care, stop telling everybody about it. You either do care or you either just want to start drama. Again, going back to my everything is manufactured.
Okay. I'm starting to see your point a little bit, but it's all fucking funny. Because then little old Lukey, little boyfriend Luke, who does not belong on this show whatsoever.
Still do not know who this man looks like, but it is bothering the fuck out of me. Please, anybody who's listening to this who has an idea of who this man looks like, it's definitely an actor of some kind.
Okay.
It's driving me mental because they're like twins.
This is weird. Anyways,
sorry, go on.
No, okay.
Little Lukey.
Oh, yeah, little Lukey, who doesn't look like he belongs on this show ever.
Doesn't act like he belongs.
No, but this is why I kind of am starting to like find the show appealing. It's like the misfits are all together and they're in the valley. And then there's Luke, who's even the bigger misfit because he's probably too normal. He's enraged. He's so enraged. But Kristen tells him that she's like, her evil laugh again.
This other man grabbed my nipple.
And he is like a whole shade of red. Angered beyond belief to the point he confronts Jesse at the arcade. And Jesse's like so dismissive, and he's one of those dude bros that he knows he's better than all of these people. So he just like looks him up and down. He looks Luke up and down. He's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, I'll apologize. And you know it's never going to happen.
I don't know how I feel about Nipplegate. I think that there is a difference between men's and women's nipples. But I don't think maybe Kristen should not have twisted his nipple. Maybe let's start there. Is that a weird thought?
No.
Like, maybe we just don't twist other people's nipples. Is that...
I agree.
Is that too much to ask? Or...
I was thinking about it in the shower this morning. Oh. Probably while I was staring at my nipples. And I'm right. like, just don't touch people's nipples if you don't want to be touched back, I guess.
Yeah. I think if we just maybe... all adopt more of a like less nipple touching strategy going forward, we might avoid instances like this. Like, just don't do it.
Like, I will touch your nipples if I want you to touch mine, maybe.
Luke does make an interesting, what is the word, allegory? I don't know. Nope, I don't know what that word even means. Comparison. That's better.
Okay.
He makes a good comparison where he says, okay, so if she touches your nipple, you touch hers. What if she smacks you across the face? Are you going to smack her across the face? There is something in there. There is a point there. Mm-hmm. But also maybe don't smack him across the face.
Yeah. Like hands off. Just hands off.
I think just in general, that's a good rule of thumb for everybody. So having said that, I... also, and this is probably sadistic for me to admit, I do enjoy a man who defends my nipple honor. You know, like I enjoy a man who will go out and not fight people for me, but will stand up for me.
Absolutely. I'm like, and Kristen loves it too. And part
that's
of me was
why
like,
she did it.
Yes, exactly. Good for Luke. I thought it was very sweet of him, even though he did kind of look in like the very 1980s movie kind of way, like the nerd going up to the cool guy like, yeah, you apologize. And he's like, okay, loser. But I appreciated it. He's just too normal, maybe, but maybe not. Maybe there's more to it. He is dating Kristen. So there's always that, guys. Okay.
Well, that's the key thing here. He is dating Kristen. So we know there's something about him.
He good and fucked up. He good.
That's a little, little out there. Be. Yeah. Same goes for Brittany and Jax.
Oh.
Everybody, well, not everybody. Some people seem to afford Brittany a lot of leeway and a lot of understanding that I'm not sure she deserves because you're dating Jax.
Not after this episode.
Yep. Okay. Should we get into that?
I think we should. But speaking to your point, before we delve into Brittany, Danny, I think he's sweet. He's married to Nia. They have the new twins, right? So I think he's Swedish. But then he goes and says...
Swedish or sweetish?
Sweet. I think he's sweet-ish.
Oh, I was like, I didn't think he was Swedish.
I think...
Sorry. Yes. Go on.
I think he's sweet-ish. But then he goes and admits he's been friends with Jax for years. I'm like, you're a terrible person.
Yeah.
You're probably a terrible person.
I think that's a good, like, determining factor.
Yeah.
How much of Jax you have in your life. We can use that to establish people on the scale of good. How long have you been friends with Jax for? 5 years? Oh, you're terrible. Not at all? You might be okay.
Yeah, there's room for you. But poor Luke is at this arcade boys' night. Jack's planned in an attempt to bring Luke into the group, to incorporate Luke into the group. And then he pulls him to the side. He's like, yeah, so I invited Kristen's ex, say. Luke, I'm sorry. His reaction to Jack telling him all this, I started cackling. I couldn't help it. It's sick. This is why this show is like intriguing me, because he's like so pissed. And Jack just goes like, okay, well, anyway, I invited him here.
Did I fuck up? I think maybe I made a mistake here. Yeah, you knew you were.
You knew.
That was the point. That was your whole point.
It was so Jax. And I'm like, God, funny. You're such a dick. But it is funny. But Brittany and Raul, Brittany is standing up for her mans over a girls' night.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, first of all, I did want to ask you, not that I would, but if I came over to your house at a party and I pulled down Troy's pants, would you cry?
No.
I can't hear you. Okay. No. You disappeared for a second there. I was like, oh my God.
I'm laughing so. Oh my God. I'm really thinking about it. No. I mean I wouldn't be pleased, especially if everyone saw his schlong. But I mean, his shirt was so long.
Now I'm imagining it.
Me too. It's grossing me out. The whole thing is grossing me out.
But crying is weird.
Well, that's why Sheeta's face last week smiling at her.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She's crying was my favorite thing.
I loved the part where Brittany is like, I got to apologize, even though I didn't do anything wrong. And, you know, I just got to apologize to my man. And what's her name? Nia?
Nia.
Or Brittany was like, he's never going to do it again. And Nia's like, oh my God, if he was to do it again, I'm just. So dramatic. I'm like, he's got pants. I do understand that there's kids there. I think anger is a better response than tears. I would have been angry, I think.
I'm going to cut it down to the hormones. Like, those twins are 6 weeks old.
Have you ever been pantsed?
No. I would cry if I were.
I have. I got pantsed.
What?
I got pantsed in front of a mountain of people. Like, an actual mountain. I was in the snow. Yeah. You guys remember last week, that girl I told you about who didn't buy me the John Mayer ticket?
No.
Well, she also pantsed me.
Oh, girl.
When Melissa and I were working at Sunshine Village in Banff, when I was like 17, we moved there to do like a season. And part of the uniform that we were wearing was tearaway pants. You guys remember tearaways? If you're our age, they're like, you have buttons up the side and they're for sporty people. I guess.
Everyone remembers.
So you can just like rip the pants off. They have no
reason.
Yeah,
they're coming back.
There's no point for tearaways, really, in my mind. But anyways, and you're supposed to wear shorts under them. So maybe I did it to myself. I was not wearing shorts. I don't
remember
how.
It's only if you're actually sporty, though, to wear shorts. Yeah.
So I was like walking home from a shift one day and Melissa comes up behind me. Like the snow is like knee deep. And she rips my pants off of me in front of, like, she's probably 500 people.
Dude. Mm-hmm. Dude. Did you flip the fuck out on her?
I ripped hers off. So then we were both.
That's a very good response.
I thought so.
Were you wasted?
I thought that was fair. No, I said I was just coming home from work.
Okay, that's what I thought you said, but I'm like blacking it out, envisioning the trauma. Oh my God.
We ran home after that.
Naked? Naked and afraid?
Well, I didn't sit there and redo up all of my fucking tearaway pants button by button in front of 500 people. No, I ran away.
Bitch, I would have put those things on. What a little devil. Okay.
I don't remember if this was before John Mayer or after.
It's just, I think next week we need another thing that Melissa, every week we should have a segment, naughty things Melissa has done.
I probably have enough.
I think you do. Okay. We'll keep this in mind. Anyway, I think that's about all of the valley.
Yeah.
Brittany's a bitch and that's about it.
Yep, she is. Jax is too.
Yeah.
Kristen might be as well. Maybe. Luke looks like a weird celebrity. And Jesse's awful. Nia cries. Jason, or is it Daniel?
Daniel is the one married to Nia.
Who's Jason?
Jason's the sweet green flags. Yeah.
Jason looks good with his shirt off.
Yes,
and that's about it, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's the valley.
Narelle loves it, and we'll be back next week. Love you all. Let's do one more Kristen laugh, just as for our going out. Okay.
Oh my God. Make sure you head on over to our Summer House recap if you watch the show.
Thanks for being here, y'all. We love you. Thank you to all of our new listeners and everyone who's given us a rating. Seriously appreciate that. It helps us so, 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 so much.
You guys have no idea how helpful that is for us.
No. And we are just like screaming.
Yeah, we are. Inside, outside, all the sides. All the screaming. Sides. So until next time, guys, stay truthful.
But not hopeless.
Love you.
Have a great Easter, everybody.
And head on over to our Instagram and follow us, because we're going to be announcing a giveaway in the next week or two here. A couple weeks. I don't want to put a timeline on it.
Whatever. We're going to do it when we can.
I don't want to be like Katie and Ariana with something about her. I don't want to put a timeline on it, but it's going to happen soon. Okay.
We're just waiting for a couple more items for the draw. Yep. So when those arrive, we'll put it up, but we're trying to build up our Instagram. So head on over, give us a like, and then you guys will be in the know.
That's why we're doing it on Instagram and not TikTok.
Yes. Cause our TikTok is popping. So, all right. Bye.
Our Instagram is flopping. Okay. Bye.
That's what it is.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye, Nar.